picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Kirilani, and welcome to Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
You know, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in good vibrations, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. So our guest, as we said, is Dr. Charlotte Resnick, who's an internationally recognized child educational psychologist, an associate clinical professor of psychology at UCLA, and a compelling speaker and media personality. Now, for over 20 years, Dr. Resnick has maintained a private practice in Los Angeles serving children and adolescents, and she developed her Imagery for Kids program, which teaches children how to use the power of their imagination to understand and manage their feelings. Now, she's here to talk with us about her book, The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. And Dr. Resnick, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be speaking with both of you. Thank you very much.
Well, to get started this evening, I have to ask you a kind of overarching question. As we went through your book and material, we actually felt that while this is a wonderful program for children, it's a program that everyone should look at if they're looking to find ways of transforming their own stress or their deep-seated anxiety.
You're absolutely right. Exactly. In fact, I do have a chapter, I know grown-ups need tools too, but it's just, this is my niche with kids. But when I'm training, I'm always working with adults. And maybe, you know, we just change the language a little bit around, you know, from the nine tools. Maybe we don't call it the bloom breath. It's meditation, really. Or we don't call in a wizard, although a lot of adults would like a wizard. Someone said they'd really like a time management wizard. And we might call it a wise person. So the ideas are really kernels of connecting with our wisdom, no matter what your age.
So I'd like to change the introduction to say that this is for those people, for children, and people who used to be children.
Yes.
Exactly. On how to transform their stress and anxiety into joy and success.
And I think a lot of us, you know, who as children really weren't given an opportunity to play much and create much, there is a stressed out child still inside of us that has become a stressed out adult.
Yes, there are many stressed out kids within us at different ages, at 5, at 10, at 15. And when I work with kids, I have them connect with their younger stressed out kids sometimes. You know, maybe a 10-year-old has a 5-year-old. I had a young teenager, maybe she was 15, and her parents had gotten divorced when she was 6, and there was a 6-year-old in her that was feeling very sad and crying and in her heart and feeling it was her fault her parents got divorced, that we needed to take care of.
I always felt it was my fault my parents got together. I just can't seem to heal that.
I love that.
But actually, maybe we should start off with, just for our listeners, is what led you to write this book? You were obviously working with children and adolescents in practice. And why did you feel the need for this book? With your program, this is actually an extension of it, but why did you feel the need for this book?
I felt the need for it because I really want all the kids around the country and the world to be able to connect with their inner wisdom in a fun, easy way. And so why not write it? I actually needed to write it. There was no question. I've been thinking about this for the last 20 or maybe, you know, 25 years, that this information would be so helpful if more and more people would just get in touch with it. It's so simple, and yet we often overlook simple things. One girl who was having a hard time sleeping, she was 11, and she imagined this giant white dragon wrapped around her bed that she called Valcor. And, you know, her mom says, well, I don't understand how this works. It's just her imagination. And what she told me was that her fear was coming from her imagination because she lived in a safe place and, you know, no one had ever broken in. So she had to go into the imagination realm to solve it. And I thought that was just brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And you focus on using the power of a child's sorry, I'm having a hard time getting the sentence out. You focus on using the power of a child's imagination. And what does the research say about using that?
You know, for many years, the last 15, 20 years, it's obvious, especially in the health field, because that's where the money has been. There's research across the board from migraines, headaches, tics, bedwetting, asthma, stomach aches, all across the board, that you can use your imagination to help heal yourself. For example, just this last fall, there was a lovely little study out of Duke University and University of Carolina at Chapel Hill, where they taught kids different imagination techniques, kids that had stomach aches, for chronic stomach aches, where nothing else was helping. And one of the techniques I love, because it reminded me of my ninth tool of helping kids get in touch with energy. And what they did was they had the kids imagine they were holding a warm stone in their hand that would melt in their hand like butter. And then they would put their hands on their bellies and send the heat into their bellies that would help ease their pain. And I thought, this is great. This is just great that now it's really getting mainstreamed and research is showing how much it helps. So across the board, I mean, my own clinical research, I could say, with the kids I work with, one could say that's a clinical study, but really the mainstream research at different universities is finding the imagination either through imagery, guided imagery, self-hypnosis, across, you know, they're kind of all cousins, you know, meditation, imagery, hypnosis, they're kind of along a similar continuum, but different areas of control, you know, in terms of who's leading or not.
Well, and children in general have great wild imaginations, and it sounds like your work helps them to use that imagination to bring more joy into their life, to bring more success into their life, instead of a lot of kids' imaginations, like you think of the boogeyman hiding
right.
in the closet,
right.
are end up in increasing anxiety and stress.
Right. So our minds get us to these all these different places, but we have 50 or 80,000 thoughts a day. Why not use the positive ones and help improve our lives? And kids are a perfect place to start. And that's why I work with them, because they're young. Why not start when they're young? It'll make such a difference in their life.
Yeah, think about being able to have those tools as you go through even the trials of junior high and high school,
yeah.
and then as you grow up into the work world,
yeah.
if you're really adept at using those tools, you're going to take a lot of the friction out of your life that goes to very unproductive results.
Exactly. I started working in South Central LA in the inner city. Very poor, very dark, very difficult circumstances. And I really started because I was desperate, because I knew regular ways of working with kids, traditional ways, it just weren't going to cut it.